This is Annika Chan, and you're listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. Good evening, freaks. This is Annika from Confessions of a Freak. Tonight we do not have our usual co-host, Eliza Whalen, because she's out of town for spring break, but we are joined by a very, very special individual, my roommate.
Hello. My name's Ashley. I'm usually on a show with my friend Nacy on Thursdays at 6 a.m. called Time Warp, but I'm very, very happy to be here. Thank you for having me, Annika.
Of course. I mean, we live together, so I feel like this was, you know, it was a matter of time before we had a show together.
So honored to be the Freak of the Week.
Freak of the Week, Ashley. Is there anything you'd like to preface this episode with? I feel like it's pretty freeform tonight. We don't really have any theme going on. It's just what we're in the mood for.
Yeah. I mean, I don't know if this is on theme, but I feel like a lot of our conversations recently have been revolving around dying alone. I mean,
whoa.
Okay. Should I not have said that?
Well, you're giving me a good idea for a song later, but I'm glad that all the listeners know that about us now.
And no, but we have each other, which is the most important
thing,
I think.
Yes, yes, yes. Very thankful.
Mm-hmm.
Next up, I wanted to play a song by an artist I've been enjoying a lot recently, Wise Blood, In the Beginning.
Like an ox I pushed, and for years like a ship I sang to the bottom of that unknown sea. I'm still learning to be free and not so somber. Every night I find
Better time for us to meet.
never feel more found than when I'm wandering. I never feel more still than when I'm free. But to hear that quiet voice, I'd give up everything to follow the soft sighing of the sea. She came swiftly as a snowstorm in October. Unexpectedly, you turned me into sleet. And if I could, I guess I'd love you 10 times over. It's just I choose a better time for us.
Why is Adrian Lenker so devastating? That was A Better Time to Meet by Adrian Lenker and Buck Meek. This was Ashley's pick. Both of us, for whatever reason, without agreeing on it, have been listening to Adrian Lenker / Big Thief this past week.
Something about her voice in Early Spring, I feel like, are a very good match.
And this leads us perfectly into our PSA. Would you like to read that, Ashley?
Yes, it's all about discovering nature. Remember your childhood memories where you discovered the magic of nature, like looking up at the stars or chasing fireflies? Help ensure your child gets those same experiences. Visit discovertheforest.org to find a forest or park near you, and discover other cool things to do when you go, like fishing, biking, or even camping. Visit discovertheforest.org.
Do you have any forest preferences?
ones that are filled with trees.
I like when forests have trees.
No, me too. But I like it.
Hot take.
I like being near a body of water as well.
I feel like that's so important. Did you grow up near a body of water?
Does New Jersey is a peninsula, so we're surrounded water.
Oh. But I think of New Jersey as surrounded by trash.
Okay, New Yorker. Let's not go there. Let's not go there tonight. We're having some tender feelings right now.
Okay. And, I have a second PSA to tack on to this.
Do tell.
If you like what we are doing here at 91.5 at WMFO, consider donating. Go to WMFO.org and click our donations drive tab to see how you can help us. Keep it freeform.
Yes,
I was really struggling through the last half of that.
No, you did so good.
Thank you. Up next, we have another Adrian Lenker song, but this is my pick. This is Interstate by Big Thief.
Far from here is not so scary.
That was Alameda by Elliott Smith, and I've been revisiting his album Either Or recently, just throwing that out there, and I never really appreciated this song until now. I don't know why. But anyways, I also work for the Scholastic Art and Writing Competitions for Massachusetts, and recently I was looking through some works and uploading them to the online exhibition. And one of the kids, I mean, it's not like the most obscure name. One of the kids was named Elliott Smith.
But that is incredible because you sent me one of the poems that he wrote and
it was amazing. And it sounded like the singer Elliott Smith had written it. It was so good.
Exactly.
And I think I can share this because it's a public website with their work up. But
shout out Elliott Smith.
Shout out to Elliott Smith with one T in grade 12 in the state of Massachusetts. Go off your poem. Your poems are amazing. You're very talented. I'm sure you're not listening, but I liked it.
I hope everyone remembers his name. It's hard to forget.
Yeah. Anyways, next up, we have a song that's already been played on the show. I'm so sorry to any of our consistent listeners, but I've been revisiting this a lot. I don't know why, but it's like such a springtime song for me. Actually, all year song. Let's be honest with ourselves. My RA is really into this song as well.
Really? I didn't know that.
Yeah, yeah. Not always. I sometimes think of him when I'm listening to it.
That's so sweet. Melodies
Echo Chamber fans. Anyways, the next song, without further ado, is I Follow You by Melodies Echo Chamber.
Mm-hmm.
party. The next stop is for Sea Games. See, as in Charlie.
Never look back, I'm on the train tracks. So don't ever call back. You always call back when the sun's down and the night's black. You need to move back. You're on the train tracks. Tell me if the boat is falling. I will never find the perfect time to say that I won't be the one.
Venezuela Trains by Raven Lanay, and it was preceded by I Follow You by Melody's Echo Chamber. And next up, we have a pick from Ashley.
Yes, up next we have Silk DeShaco by Isaiah Rashad, which I feel like is more of a late autumn, early winter song, but I feel like sometimes...
Wintum,
exactly. Sometimes you just have a craving to listen to something, so yes. I might also add that Annika is doing an amazing job multitasking at the moment, being a DJ and a aspiring
boss.
Summer intern, girl boss, exactly.
Yeah, I'm working on a really stressful grant application right now that's due at midnight, but I'm so committed to WMFO.
She's doing such a great job. I'm so proud
thank
of you.
Thank you. This is Silk DeShaco. Anyways.
I almost got this one. gotta memorize. It's for the haves and the have wanna give a fucks. Hey, I ride around in your car. I put my weed in your blunt. I am the sky to your star. I am the end of your month. You are the start of my day. You bought the smile from my face. I see the world from your eyes. You pull the thorn from my side. I know you love me. It's fair, I know you love me. But yeah, I know you love me. It's fair, I know you love me. You give me all that you got. You make it stretch it and flip. I fell in love with your thighs. I learned this morning your hips. You know I'm caught in my vibe, but I still give you my rib. You hear him calling my name, but know it's hard for me here. I left my home and my son. I chose the world and nothing. I say you know I'll be back. You try your best to pretend. I say you all that I want. And when I make it, it's real. I hear him calling my name. It's getting hard for me here to know you love me. It's rare to know you love me. But yeah, I know you love me. It's rare, I know you love me. Yeah. And these stars are nothing but your cousins. And staring at your mama, heaven wasn't falling in here. So holla, you heard I'm using narcotics. No, I don't wanna be here if I don't gotta. My weed habit so close to snorting powder. Got a few rice butters, only about a dollar bill. So holla, unless you're using narcotics. See, I don't wanna be here if I don't gotta. My weed habit so close to snorting powder. Got a few bitches, but it's only about a dollar bill. So holla, unless you're using narcotics. See, I don't wanna.
Man, you talking about this, you talking about that, talking about you ain't got nothing to talk about. Man, find a motherfucking topic. God damn, just find a topic, bro. Seriously, god damn. Complicated ass young motherfuckers, man.
Sick of waiting, promise to-
That was Prom by SZA off of her album Control, which is so important to me, and I cannot stress this enough.
So relevant. Are you okay, Annika?
It's just always relevant, man. I think it came out, did it come out in 2017?
Yeah, we were like freshmen in high school.
OMG. Yeah, I listened to this like all summer that year. I think it was like going into sophomore year of high school. Nonstop, front to back. I'm not a big fan of Doves in the Wind, to be honest, but every other song.
Controversial take.
It's like, sometimes it's cringy, sometimes I can get into it. I think it really depends.
I can see that.
But Prom has been my song off the album recently.
Yeah, Prom, April 8th. Get your tickets, guys.
Yeah, literally. Go to Prom. I'm going to Prom. Ashley's going to Prom. Maybe you'll see us there. Put a face to the voices. which is actually relevant. You know what? I'm gonna change up the order of what we're going to play. Next up is a cover of a song by Billy Idol. And this is Eyes Without a Face by Angel Olsen. I feel like we're voices without a face, so
that's so
I
true.
Feel like you should hear that.
Enjoy.
And enjoy.
Oh,
That was Eyes Without a Face by Angel Olsen off of her album Isles, which is a compilation of like 80s covers. This is the only one that I'm like super into, to be honest.
I really enjoyed that. That was a really lovely cover.
I only found it today. Usually I'm like really about like making playlists beforehand.
So type A of you.
Yeah, I am really type A. But that was a very spontaneous moment.
Let's
for
be
me.
That.
Yeah, I used to have as my Twitter bio. Oh my god, I've decided to be spontaneous. Because this is a real quote that I said, not as a joke. And I feel like that's really reflective of who I am as a person.
I would agree.
For better or for worse?
I think for better.
Thank you, Ashley. I appreciate it. Next up, we have some more devastating picks.
God.
We were talking about how Prom was a very... Control, the album by SZA, featuring Prom, was a very important album for both of us in high school and now.
Mm-hmm.
And the next two songs are also incredibly important in terms of our development. The first of the two, and I think these songs go together. Mm-hmm. They're both like, you know, you just need to hear them. You'll understand. They'll explain themselves. But we're seeing this next artist in concert tomorrow.
I'm so excited.
I'm so excited. I was like very... I bought a ticket today. I had a ticket for the show the day after, but I was like, I want to go with my roommate.
Oh, Annika, that's my bad.
It's a thing. But anyways, this is a song I've cried to a lot. Can you say the same, Ashley?
I don't know that I've cried to this song, but this song has definitely made me cry, and
I haven't cried to this song, but it did make me cry.
It's made me want to cry. I've had moments where I've cried that this song has helped me process.
Ooh, I'm so excited to hear it live tomorrow. There's no way she's not
gonna No, play. It's on the set list. It's
oh, okay, yeah, yeah, yeah. This is Your Best American Girl by Mitski.
I'd be your little spoon and kiss your fingers forevermore. But big spoon, you have so much to do and I have nothing ahead of me. You're the sun.
That was Boyish by Japanese Breakfast, preceded by Your Best American Girl by Mitski.
Gosh. A pair.
These songs live together in my mind. They really defined an era in my life. Is the era continuing? Maybe. But they are very meaningful to me. And actually, Ashley and I saw Japanese Breakfast in concert together last semester, and it was amazing, even though we had some really weird experiences also. But overall positive, and everybody should go read Crying in HMR. It's amazing.
Agreed.
We're using this word a lot, but it's a good word. It's an amazing word, even.
It is an amazing word. You're right about that.
Anything you want to say about the songs?
I just want to say to anyone who's listening and relating extra hard to these songs right now,
take care.
Yeah, these feelings pass with time. Give yourself space. I think they can always be applicable in some ways, but I don't think that certain feelings are as potent for so long, because that's just not sustainable.
No, it's not sustainable.
Yeah, and like, girl, get up.
Pick yourself up.
Yeah, stand up. You're better than this.
Oh my god. Shout out to all the young women of color growing up in white suburbs for those two songs.
Exactly.
Thank you so much for tuning in. I actually have a 2-hour time slot tonight, so you're gonna have to listen to me more, I guess, if you want to. For the next hour until midnight, this has been Confessions of a Freak with Annika Chan and
Ashley Jin.
And you are listening to 91.5 FM, WMFO, Medford, Taos Freeform Radio. And next up, we have a song by Ashley. I believe it might be her last song of the night before she departs.
Yes, I might be taking a night walk, but
as is very usual.
That is very common for me indeed.
Do you have anything you want to say about this song?
This song, shout out Brayden for putting me on to Charlie so much, but this song is 7 Years by Charlie XCX featuring BJ Burton. Charlie came out with a new album this week.
You tell him.
I have some mixed feelings on it, but there are some nice songs on there, I will say.
I haven't listened to it yet. Do you have a favorite song?
I think at the moment maybe Yuck, which is pretty mainstream poppy, but I will say
Normie.
The title, I'm so sorry, I'm so not Tough Student right now, but the title track Crash, I really enjoy that one.
Okay.
Yeah,
we'll have to check it out later. If I wait 10 more seconds, I can do the station ID again, so...
How's your day, Annika?
No, it started off good.